Resartico mining wagon. The transport of the mineral from the mine took place via special wagons, known as Decoville wagons, which ran on narrow gauge railways, that is, with a reduced distance between the tracks. These wagons were pushed by workers or pulled by small locomotives. In some mines, animal power was used. The pioneer in the construction of narrow gauge railways was the Frenchman Paul Decoville, 1846 to 1922, who, in 1875, began to produce tracks, wagons, and locomotives, and for this reason we speak, in a generic sense, of Decoville wagons. Even if, subsequently, many companies, including some Italian ones, competed with the French product, while maintaining, however, the French standard in their manufactured dimensions and distance between the tracks. The use of this product was widespread. Just think that, in Friuli, it was used not only in the mines at Reible, Resartico, Sapse, Cludinico, Monte Corona and Coco, but also in quarries such as that of Monte Verzinisse. The Decoville system also achieved considerable success in the period spanning the two world wars in the transport of goods and passengers on the railways present in some Friulian valleys, for example, in the Val di Garno,